Good morning, Lynn. Let's start with what this means. Memorial Hospital will no longer have an ER. It will offer some primary care and outpatient services, though.
That's right. Essentially, this will no longer be a hospital. You may remember that Memorial shut down its maternity unit last year. Well, now it's planning to shut down all emergency care, surgeries, anything that would require an overnight stay.
And the company that owns Memorial, Care New England, broke the news to employees in an all-staff meeting. What did you hear from employees coming out of that meeting?
Well, it was not an easy meeting. Here's Idalina Silva. She works as an emergency room technician, and her mother and brother both used to work at the hospital.
We've dedicated our lives to working here and caring for the community, and community suffers without this hospital.
A spokesman for Care New England says Silva is one of about 800 people who work at Memorial Hospital, about 600 of them full-time. And of course, many of them are very worried about their jobs. Talia Lizotte is another employee I met after the meeting. She says some people took the news really hard.
You know, crying, tears, really upset, you know, people's livelihoods, people's whole lives were in this place, you know, and now it's going to be gone.
Company managers told the employees that most of them will still have jobs in the company, but Lizotte and others I spoke to were skeptical.
So, Lynn, jobs are at stake here. People from the Pawtucket area will have to travel a little farther away for emergency care and surgeries. Why is Care New England effectively closing down this hospital?
Well, Memorial has been losing money for several years now, about a decade in all, and the facility has 295 beds. The daily number of patients on average is only about 10 or 15. Running a hospital is expensive. Think about a hotel. How would you operate a hotel if you had just 5% of the rooms filled? It's the same with a hospital, only the services cost a whole lot more. And if you had surgery recently, you probably know that you didn't spend a lot of nights, if any, at the hospital. New technology allows for less invasive surgeries, better drugs are helping to shorten hospital stays. And that's very different from, say, 10 or 20 years ago when overnight stays were much more common. So hospital stays are going down nationally as well as in Rhode Island, so we may just have too many hospital beds.
But Lynn, Care New England had been trying to sell Memorial to a California hospital chain called Prime Healthcare. What happened there?
Well, the company says the deal has fallen through. You have to look at the bigger picture here. Care New England is a large company. It operates a lot of hospitals. Kent Hospital in Warwick, Butler Hospital in Providence, Women and Infants Hospital also in Providence. Care New England itself is in trouble, and it's been trying to sell its company to Partners Healthcare, the big Boston-based nonprofit that owns Mass General Hospital. In order for Partners Healthcare to buy Care New England, they need to get Memorial Hospital off its books. That's because Partners doesn't want Memorial Hospital.
So, Lynn, what's going to happen here? Will Memorial close down right away?
Not exactly. Care New England has to get approval from the Rhode Island Department of Health to shut down the emergency room and the inpatient services units. They anticipate the whole process will take about 90 days.
What does that mean for patients once the ER and the inpatient services close down at Memorial?
So if this does get approved, patients who need emergency care will likely end up at one of two hospitals in Providence. There's Miriam Hospital, which is less than 3 miles from Memorial, or Rhode Island Hospital, which is about 7 miles away. And the same goes for surgeries. Care New England says it will keep providing primary care at the Memorial facility. Employees also may be able to get jobs at other Care New England facilities. But for employees who have dedicated their careers to Memorial and to the residents of Pawtucket who were patients there for years, this means the end of their community hospital.
Lynn Arditti covers health for Rhode Island Public Radio, and she's been following changes in the hospital industry and today the winding down of services at Memorial Hospital in Pawtucket. Lynn, thanks so much for being here.
My pleasure.